The Nazis planned to go into hiding if they lost World War II. Has this plan been carried out? Learn where the German Nazis disappeared to and how they are now scheming to win World War III. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Germany started World War II in 1939, and 60 million people died in that war. And then about 50 years later, there was a classified document that was released and shocked the world, or it should have, if it didn't. These Nazi leaders had a plan. At the end of World War II, they were going to implement their plan and come around for a third time. They started World War I, they started World War II, and they made this plan to start another world war and hoping, of course, to conquer the world. But I want to give you one example that illustrates the Nazi plan, and it's actually happening right before your eyes. You can see from this example that their plan is being fulfilled. Now, this is Germany and the Holy Roman Empire. This has been a curse to Germany for some 1,500 years. But nevertheless, the German people are a great people. They've just gotten into this Holy Roman Empire, and it has been bloody, bloody, bloody for every head of that empire, all seven of them. And the seventh one is right before your eyes and almost completely the way they want it before they're going to do a lot of terrible things in this world. But at the end of World War II, this was something very strange that happened. The German Nazis went underground. Underground. Why would they do that? Well, they had this plan, and they had to go underground to make it work. And they knew how from some of the things that happened in World War II against them, in fact. This is a major prophecy in your Bible. And let me show that to you. I'll read something from my booklet on the Germans' conquest of the Balkans. And here's what it says. In 1996, a shocking World War II intelligence document was made public. The document detailed an August 1944 meeting between top German industrialists reveals a secret post-war plan to restore the Nazis to power. Several of Germany's elite industries were represented, including Messerschmitt and Volkswagen Werk. These companies, the document asserts, were to, quote, prepare themselves to finance the Nazi Party, which would be forced to go underground. So, remember that word underground because it is significant in Bible prophecy. And it's all about this very plan of the Nazis almost after World War II was over. But it was just at the end, shortly before it ended. But anyhow, if you think about the underground, it really is a prophecy that we need to understand and study. And what exactly did they achieve by doing that? Well, we'll see that as we go along here. And just one chapter in the Bible really tells you quite a lot about that. Another quote, when the U.S. declassified this document, it had to be declassified after 50 years. It received only sparse news coverage, yet even more disturbing than the deep sleep of the press is the fact that the U.S. government did not make it public until 1996, over 50 years later. 50 years later! Why would they declassify that? Such a dangerous plan to a dangerous empire. Why would they do that? A nation that had started two world wars and had a lot more wars in their past history. more than any other nation in this world. Going on here, it says, by 1944, the Germans knew they would lose World War II and were already planning for the next round. Existing financial reserves in foreign countries, the document says, must be placed at the disposal of the party so that a strong German empire can be created after the defeat. Now, they were planning after starting two wars, and in after World War II, they had a plan to come the third time and attempt to conquer the world. It goes on to say those at the 1944 meeting understood that the most prominent members of the Nazi Party would be condemned as war criminals. However, the document maintains, in cooperation with the industrialists, it is arranging to place its less conspicuous but most important members in positions with various German factories as technical experts or members of the research and designing offices. This is alarming. Why was so little written about this in 1996? And why did the government take so long to declassify this dangerous knowledge that is being fulfilled now before your eyes? And I'll give you an example to illustrate that. They had to do everything behind the scenes. And so God has this prophecy to warn America and Britain and the little Jewish state, especially those three nations, for a very important reason. And so we need to be aware of that. God wants to protect us if we will heed His warning and what He's trying to direct us to do. So this is something that is really being applied to everybody. It's about what's going to happen in the whole world. Here's another quote. Historians have long debated whether or not a secret Nazi plan was made for a post-war international network. Now that it has been confirmed, as Elon Steinberg of the World Jewish Congress said, quote, the central question is whether it has been carried out. Well, let me tell you, it has been carried out. Let me just quote a little bit more from the document itself. Not very much, but a little, to illustrate this point and show you what is happening. And this was taken again from Germany's conquest of the Balkans, but the shocking document, proof that during World War II, Nazi leaders and top German industrialists planned to rebuild the Nazi empire. That was on a meeting November 1944. And it said, plans of German industrialists to engage in underground activity. Underground, see, here as well. After Germany's defeat, the flow of capital to neutral countries. A meeting of the principal German industrialists with the interest in France was held on August 10th, 1944, in the Hotel Roche Haus in Strasbourg, France, and attended by the informant indicated above as the source. In other words, they had somebody there who told them all about this. Begin here at number one of these 11 points here of corporations. Each corporation was represented by somebody, and all of them are elite industries. You have Dr. Schied of Hetch Company, Dr. Kaspar representing Krupp, one of the most powerful corporations in Germany for many, many years. Dr. Sanderson representing Messerschmitt, Dr. Kopp Bierranger representing Rheinmetall. Goes on to give you a few more, but I want to focus in a moment here about Rheinmetall. These people were putting this all together and they didn't want anybody to know about it because they wanted it to be secret and underground in every way. Here's a statement from our news report, March 3rd, 24, and here's what it says. Just a short paragraph. Rheinmetall, enthusiastic about financial prospects, German defense conglomerate, it is a conglomerate, Rheinmetall held an earnings call on Wednesday. Executives said they expect to exceed 10 billion euros, that's about the same as with a dollar, in sales for the first time ever. It's never been like that. Now, this is one of those corporations that was plotting this all the way back to the end of World War II, some 80 years. And they're still doing it. They're doing exactly what they planned. And this is all going to become a part of 10 Kings very shortly. And we don't have long to wait. And all of this is going to lead them right into a clash with Jesus Christ himself. And he's going to destroy this Holy Roman Empire forever. The last head is just about totally completed. But it goes on to say, profit margins are up from 12.8% to 14 to 15%. Its share price is up over 50% compared to the same time last year. A new decade of security policy has begun, said Rheinmetall CEO. So, this is just one of those corporations, and you could, almost all of them are still there, and you could prove that they, all of them, have certainly have profits that are very good. And they have become powerful corporations even more than they were years ago. This is a quote I want to give you back when Brian Connell, in his 1957 book, A Watcher on the Rhine, offered abundant proof of that plan being carried out. He drew attention to a watershed event in 1947, just 2 years after the war, when Allied authorities foolishly handed over denazification responsibilities to, of all people, the Germans. After 1947, denazification in Germany, according to Connell, was a farce. It was a farce. And it made it so easy for them to go underground and fulfill this plan they had in mind. And Herbert Armstrong told us about this right at the end of World War II himself, and he told you exactly what this Nazi underground was all about, even at that very time, because he understood this Bible prophecy I'm going to show you. This is amazing how he knew all this in 1945. That's the date, May 9, 1945. He said, "We don't understand German thoroughness." Oh, do we not? From the very start of World War II, they have considered the possibility of losing this second round as they did the first. And they have carefully, methodically planned in such eventuality the third round, World War III. Hitler has lost. This round of war in Europe is over. And the Nazis have now gone underground. Underground. In France and Norway, they learned how effectively an organized underground can hamper occupation and control of a country. Paris was liberated by the French underground and Allied armies. Now a Nazi underground is methodically planned. They plan to come back and to win on the third try. This is about that prophecy I'm telling you. So let me read it to you. This was written in May 9, 1945, and Herbert W. Armstrong warned we're really not going to have peace in Europe. Even though everybody thought we would have, we did for a little while. But look at it today. It's into just a chaotic state in many ways, or area, as we see all around the world. But here's where Herbert Armstrong learned about that Nazi underground. Revelation 17 and verse 8. Notice this. This is a powerful prophecy in one of the major prophets, John, and the prophecy that he wrote. The beast that you saw was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. What does that mean, bottomless pit? I'll mention it in a moment. And go into perdition. This is the beast that you saw was and is not. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means it's underground. And shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, or the underground, it would be a better word, the bottomless pit, and go into perdition or destruction. It's going to end forever. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. The word translated bottomless pit or abyss in verse 8 actually means underground. That's where the Nazis have been since before the end of World War II. They've been underground. It's all the public doesn't even see them. The media doesn't even have an awareness of it. But we've been teaching it for, well, over 75 years. In this very, very prophecy, and it's being fulfilled, and it's almost completely fulfilled. Their plan is almost totally fulfilled. Mr. Armstrong also wrote, December 27, 1981, what the world does not realize is that undercover secret planning is proceeding furiously, uncovered by the news media and unknown by the public. But suddenly, unexpectedly, as biblical prophecy reveals, the whole world will be startled and shocked into wonder to learn that a new third super world power has suddenly burst forth onto the world scene. That's from Bible prophecy. But we see it happening before our eyes if we're just willing to, well, scrutinize it closely. A resurrection of the medieval Holy Roman Empire by a union of 10 nations or 10 kings. Verse 10, let me read that to you. There are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other's not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. Now, where did Herbert Armstrong come on the scene here? Well, this verse 10 is about him. Because there were 7 kings, 5 are fallen. Mr. Armstrong came on the scene. When the 6th one was rising underground. And now it's just really come out of the underground almost. They don't need any help from anybody because they have the power to control Europe and take on just about any other superpower around the world. But he says here, and there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is. That's the 6th one that Herbert Armstrong is talking about. And the others not yet come. There's still 1 more to come, and it's almost complete. See, it has come now. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. See, here is an apostle sent from God to warn us about this so that we would understand if we would just heed what these prophecies say. In this one in particular, the 6th head, we can see here in verse 12 that it continues and you can see the end result. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Just 1 hour, not very long. These have 1 mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. They're the kings under the King of kings. So God is going to lead them right into the second coming of Jesus Christ. They're going to fight against Jesus Christ, not only the European power, but the Asian power as well. They'll all just decide to, instead of fight each other, they'll fight this power coming toward them that is very frightening to them. And it is the return of the Lamb, Jesus Christ Himself, King of Kings. Those people who've come out of this world and gotten out the message that God has for this world are going to be kings and priests, and they're going to be right there with Jesus Christ. And they're going to come, and Jesus Christ is going to destroy the Holy Roman Empire forever and ever and ever. All of this is leading into the second coming of Christ. If it this prophecy here has been fulfilled the way Herbert Armstrong prophesied, and now we're prophesying it, then what should we do? Well, we need to heed this warning because it's coming from God. It's not coming from a man. You're cursed if you follow a man. You can see all of that in everything is surrounding that 6th and 7th Holy Roman Empire, the two empires. But it says the other's not yet come, but the other has come. It is now here telling you about the final Holy Roman Empire, the final one. And it's ruling Europe today already. How much power does Germany have? Who is it that controls Europe already in many, many ways? And everybody in the world knows it. If they know anything about geopolitics, they know. But see, this other is not yet come is about you. It's about me. It's about all of us. We're a part of it. Whether we like it or not, we're here as it's coming on the scene. And it's going to fight Jesus Christ, and it's going to be destroyed. And you can prove all of this. It's right there in your Bible. You can absolutely prove it. They wondered and talked about, well, what can we do to prevent Germany from starting another world war? That's what they were talking about in the United Nations. What can we do about that? Well, Jesus Christ has the answer. He knows what's going to happen, but He could even eliminate the last Holy Roman Empire if we just heed His warning. He'd protect us. That's what the Bible says. Remember Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt said in February 1945, "It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism." They just let the Germans denazify themselves, and of course they didn't. But think about the ending of all of this. Think about what this means, that you see all this trouble building and it's going to lead directly into the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is the best news we could possibly hear. What more could God tell us to inspire us in that? And we can destroy all the violence and the hate and the sicknesses and the terrible problems that we have. So God tells you in Isaiah 10 and verses 6 and 7 how to heed His word, and you can prevent all of this, all of the bad news. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, He Was Right, Who or What is the Prophetic Beast, and 10 Kings of the New Holy Roman Empire Rising Now. Order now. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.